弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
舒畅可以把那个打开吗？我想每一位父母从孩子一出生就很关心他们。
I believe every parent care about the child ever since when they're born. The child is born.
甚至在孩子还没有出生之前。就在心中为儿女编织美丽的梦想。
Well, even before the child is born, parents will already dream a big dream for the child.
那在孩子成长的过程当中，父母更是一路伴随，时时挂念操心。
Now, as the child grows up, parents especially will be with them and they worry about everything for them.
我的两个女儿还住在家里的时候，每天晚上睡觉以前，我们全家都手牵着手一起祷告。
So when both of my daughters were still living at home, every night before bedtime, we will all hold hands together and pray together.
等到他们离开家去读大学了，我和我的好太太每晚睡觉之前一起祷告的时候，仍然一定为两个女儿祷告。
So after they both left for college, and for my wife and myself, every night when we pray together, we will especially pray for them as well.
那我也知道，在我和我的姐姐哥哥都已经成家立业、为人父母了，我们的爸妈还时时关心着我们。
And I also know that evenafter both with myself and my siblings got married and then have children ourselves, our parents still care about us all the time.
尤其是我父母亲信主之后，他们还一起为他们的三个孩子以及孙子孙女祷告。
So in particular, even after my parents have accepted Jesus, and then they will pray often for us children and our kids.
在我父亲六年前过世之后，我母亲依然天天为他的儿女以及孙子孙女们祷告。
Six years ago, my dad passed away, and I knew that my mom every day will still pray for her children and her grandchildren.
这种一辈子关心、疼爱儿女的心，我相信每一位为人父母的都能够体会。
And I believe that such kind of a passion and heart to care and pray for your children for your whole life is something that every parent can relate to.
那在这里，我想邀请所有的人一起来思想一件事情。
So now I would like to invite everyone here in the congregation to think about something together.
如果请你只挑三件最重要的事情，是你在这一生当中会不断为你的孩子向神献上祷告的，你会挑哪三件事情？
So there are three things that you have to decide that you're going to continuously pray for your child for the rest of your life. What are the three things you're going to pray for?
不论你是已经为人父母了，或者你还是单身，都可以想一想。
So you might be already a parent or you're not yet, but then we can all think about it.
我现在给大家一点时间，请你认真的想一想，
give you some time,
甚至你可以具体的写下来。
And I ask you to think about it, the three things seriously, and if you like, you can write them down as well.
放心，我不会叫你拿给别人看，你可以放心的想，放心的写。
So I'm not going to ask you to share your thoughts with anyone else, so you can just to think about it and write it down freely.
好，给大家差不多三十秒，一分钟，
about
想一想，
30 seconds,
三件事
，one minute, about three things.
好，我想不论你写的是什么，
I know no matter what you have just written,
我相信你心中这些祈求都是非常合理，有正面价值。
I believe what you've been thinking about, the three things must be reasonable and also valuable.
今天是父亲节，
on today's Father's Day.
在我们刚刚所读的经文里面，有一段大卫为他的儿子所罗门向神献上的祷告。
In the passage we just read, there is a part where it was a prayer. King David was praying for his son, King Solomon.
在大卫的祷告里面，并没有提到一般父母最关心的几件事。
So in that prayer of David, he didn't mention about a few things that most parents most care about.
比如说孩子能够身体健健康康啦。
For example, to have good health for their children.
啊，学业工作能够平顺有好的表现啦。
To perform in the excellence in academically or at their jobs.
大卫都没有提到。
David didn't mention these.
所以我觉得也许大卫的祷告啊，对我们所有的父母来说有着很高的参考价值。
So I think that maybe such prayer was really valuable for us to look at.
那么大卫为他的儿子向神祷告些什么呢
？So what are the things that David prayed for his son?
我们一点一点来看。
Let's look at it item by item.
大卫为他儿子祷告祈求的第一件事情是品格心智上的完全。
So the first thing that David prayed for his son was a wholesome character and a wholesome mindset.
他求神赐给所罗门一颗诚实的心。
So he asked God to give Solomon a honest heart.
那在这里的关键字，中文圣经翻译为诚实的心。
So this key word in Chinese translation is honest heart.
那英文 NIV 圣经翻译成全然的心，全心 wholehearted。
So in NIV translation, it's translated into wholehearted.
而且是把这个全心跟着后面遵守神的命令连在一起。
So this also is put together with devotion.
那从 NIV 看来，诚实的心就不是一个单独的重点。
So from the NIV translation, we know that the wholeheartedness is not just by itself. The key is the wholeheartedness, wholehearted devotion.
但是值得注意的事情。
Something that worth paying attention to.
在十七节到十九节的希伯来文原文里面，大卫非比寻常的五次用到了心。
So we have to notice that in verse, between verse 17 and 19 in the original language Hebrew, David used five times used the word heart, and this is unusual.
那中文五次都把这个心翻出来了。
So in Chinese translation, they translated five times.
那英文 NIV 四次翻心，另外一次翻 intent.
So in the NIV translation, four times is translated into heart, and the other one was intent.
更值得注意的是，在十七节，大卫两次提到正直。
So what's even more interesting was that in verse 17, David mentioned about righteousness twice, or honesty.
Yeah, 英文 NIV 一直翻作 integrity， 一直翻作 honest.
So in the NIV translation, once was translated into integrity, the other time was honest.Honest.
很明显，大卫在祷告的时候，的确有一个强烈的感动，在想着正直、诚实，而且知道这是一个关乎内心的事。
So obviously, we can see that when David made such a prayer, he really was strongly feeling that he was thinking about integrity, he was thinking about honesty, and he knew that is something that has to do with his heart.
所以在这里，把正直、诚实的心。单独分别出来视为祷大卫的祷告的第一个重点是合宜的。
So at this point, if we pick out the word integrity and honesty, and then we look at that as the first point of key point of David's prayer, and that's reasonable.
而且这里祷告的重心的确是跟人的品格心智是有关的。
Because this is a prayer for characters and integrity.
我不晓得在你刚刚所列的三点祷告当中有没有任何一点跟品格有关。
So I don't know in the three items of prayers that you just thought about for your children, did you have anything to do with your character?
如果没有，希望听完今天的信息之后 你会看重为你的孩子的品格祷告。
So if you didn't have that, then I hope that after today's message, you can go home and think about it. Maybe you can start praying for the characters of your children.
尤其我们华人向来是非常看重孩子的教育的。
Especially for Chinese parents, we really put a lot of emphasis on education.
但我们做父母的需要进一步的思想。
However, we need to think further as parents.
我们更看重的是孩子学业的成绩。还是品格的培育。
So are we care? Do we care more about our children's academic performances or their characters?
关于什么事情能够确保孩子将来人生的幸福，我们是把信心放在比别人更出色的学业成绩呢，还是经得起考验的正直品格？
So when we think about what is going to bring a good life for your children, are we thinking about outstanding performances so that they can do better in their lives, or are we thinking about characters so that they can be righteous, they can have integrity in their lives?
最新一期的中信月刊上面有一篇很好的文章，我好太太读了之后就推荐给我。
So recently my good wife has read a good article in a Christian magazine and she recommended that article to me.
那作者在文章的一开始提到他有一天在看马拉松比赛的时候注意到一个很特别的现象。
So the author was mentioning that one day he was watching a race, a marathon race, and he has noticed something.
他说别的赛跑啊都是只有跑赢的人开心。
He said that in other running races, only the one who won the race are really happy.
但是马拉松比赛，几乎每一位跑完全程的人都有一股满意的这个神色。
However, in marathon, almost everyone who finished the race will be very satisfied and very happy.
虽然很多人跑到终点的时候，比前几十名的人都差了一两个小时啊。
So even for someone who reached the finish line and then it was like a couple hours after the first one reached the finish line.
虽然长跑的整个过程当中，他们双腿酸痛，精疲力尽。
Although during the whole process they are so tired, they're sore and they're exhausted.
每一位跑完的人都有很大的满足感。
Every single one who finished the race will feel very accomplished.
那作者就从马拉松想到了人生。
So the author looked at marathon and he thought about life.
也想到了父母对孩子的教育。
He also thought about education's parents' education, how parents educate their kids.
他觉得太多的父母眼光太短浅了。
And he realized that a lot of parents they actually are sort of short-sighted.
急着要孩子从一起跑就要赢过别人。
So they worry about when the child starts, they have to start earlier than others.
甚至像跑那个百米，你要抢在那个这个枪声或者哨声，要抢半步也好。
So even just like in 100 meter races, you even want to start half a second before the gun starts.
但是人生不是百米赛跑。
However, life is not like a 100 meter race.
而是马拉松。
It's like a marathon.
在跑马拉松的时候，重要的绝对不是谁起跑的时候跑第一。
So when you're running a marathon, what's important absolutely has nothing to do with if you're the first one to start.
而是谁平日训练有素。
But it has a lot more to do with who are trained better.
能够跑得平稳。
Who can run steadily.
又有坚定的毅力。一路跑到底。
Who has the perseverance to last until the last minute?
人生也是如此。
It's the same thing with life.
我们中国有一句话说，小时了了，大未必佳。
So the Chinese idiom is talking about when you are excellent as a child is not necessarily true when you grow up.
所以在养育儿女的时候，不要把心思都放在教孩子如何早早的跑得快。
So when you educate your child, let's not focus on how to make our child be start ahead of other kids.
而是要引导孩子培育出经得起长时间考验的品格。
However, we should focus on how to cultivate characters for them so that they can last through the challenges in life.
西方也有两句非常相似的名言。
There are also similar idioms in the Western world.
一句话说，命运和品格是相同的概念。
One of them is saying fate and character are the same conception.
另一句话说，品格决定终点。
And the other says character is destiny.
那最值得我们记住的是旧约圣经箴言四章二十三节。
Now what's actually most important for us to know is in the Old Testament.
我们同声来念
read together.
请你要保守你心胜过保守一切因为一生的果效是由心发出
Above all else, guard your heart for everything you do flows from it
那这些道理我们一听就明白、
so、
也很容易接受
This is very clear self-explanatory to us and it's really easy to be accepted also
但是在养育儿女的过程当中随时会出现各样的状况来考验我们父母是否真的看重这些原则
However, through our experiences educating our kids there are going to be a lot of situations that come up to test how much we really emphasize on these principles
1997年我们搬到 Ithaca
In 1997 my family moved to Ithaca
然后我小女儿开始读小学二年级
My second daughter started second grade
有一天晚上到了睡觉前全家要祷告的时候她才突然说哎呀我有个作业还没有写
So one night, just before we were about to pray together before bedtime she told us, oops, I forgot to do my homework
她就请求我们让她晚半小时睡
So she requested to go to bed half an hour later so she can finish her homework
那我没有答应
I didn't say yes
她就很着急的苦苦哀求
And she was really worried and then she was begging
她说这作业如果明天不交出去的话会拿零分这后果是很严重的
And she said that well, I told him, don't turn in this homework tomorrow. I'm going to get 0 points out of it, and this is going to be a very serious consequence.
一知道他真的可能会拿零分，在这个情形之下，我和我太太心中有点犹豫了。
So when we both my wife and I learned that wow, she's really going to get 0 points out of it, we start to wonder a little bit.
是否要为了成绩的缘故通融他一下
？So maybe, should we?Think about cutting it loose a little bit so that she can finish her homework for academic performance.
我不知道如果是你，你会选择如何做。
So I don't know if this were you, what do you do?
十几年后的今天，我们回头看。
Many years after today, we look back on this incident.
我们两个女儿自己都同意。
And both of my daughters agree.
那天晚上，我和我太太做的决定。对他们后来的成长具有关键性的影响力。
The decision that my wife and I made that night has a lot of influence on their work and their characters later on.
自从我们夫妻信主之后，在教会有机会听过很多养育儿女的好原则。
Since my wife and myself came to know Jesus, we have learned a lot.Of principles about educating our children from church.
We also
have read a lot of good books.
那我们相信，身为父母，其中一个很重要的使命是在孩子离家上大学之前，训练他们学会好好管理自己的生活。
So we know that we should train and help our children to learn to manage their life before they became adults and leave the house.
教导他们做一个认真负责的人。
So then we should teach them and train them to become a serious and a responsible person.
所以我们训练孩子从小就培养好的纪律，过规律的生活。
So then when both my two daughters were young, we started to train them so that they can have a principled and a routine, a regular life.
所以他们读小学的时候除了这个周三去祷告会啊，周五去团契啊，每天晚上八点半开始。准备睡觉。
So every night, except for Wednesdays when we go for prayer meetings or Fridays we go to fellowships, every single night, at 8:30 they should stop everything and start getting ready for bed.
要刷牙、洗脸，然后全家在一起祷告。九点钟熄灯。
So they have to brush their teeth, they have to wash their faces, and then we all get together, we pray together, and then we turn off the light for bed.
那我们不会帮孩子做功课。
We will not do their homework for them.
也不会跟在他们后面叮咛他们。
We will not follow them and then keep reminding them.
而是要他们学习 每天一回到家就自动自发的安排自己的时间，在睡觉之前把该做的事情做完。
So then we train them so then they can manage their own time. So after they come home from school and before that time, they have to finish all the things that they need to do.
所以虽然我小女儿 Tina 要求我们通融的那天晚上，她年纪还很小。
Although we knew that she was still quite young, for my second daughter was still quite young when she was asking for an extension of bedtime in order to finish her homework.
但道理她是知道的。
But she understood the principles.
实际上，我想起那天晚饭之后的事。
And then I remembered what happened after dinner that day.
她一看到姐姐功课做完，开始去玩了，她就随即去加入。
Because she saw that her older sister finished her homework and started playing, and then she immediately joined her to play.
那时候我曾经问她说，Tina, 你功课做完了吗？
So I actually asked her once. I said, Tina, did you finish your homework?
她想都不想就回答，做完了，做完了。
And she answered without even thinking. She said, yeah, I did.
所以她不是完全无辜的。
So she was not too entirely innocent.
因此我们决定狠下心，毫不通融。
So we decided that we're going to firm our hearts and that we are not going to give her any extension.
然后她想到会拿零分，她非常非常的伤心。
So when she realized that she really is going to get 0 point out of the homework, she was really sad.
但我告诉她，如果拿个零分能够帮助她永远记住每天要按时完成该完成的事，那是值得的。
So I told her, if such a score...will help you to remember for the rest of your life to do what you're supposed to do before that time, then this is worth it.
于是她只好乖乖地关灯睡觉。
So she has no choice but turn off the light and go to bed.
那次没有通融的好处是父母儿女们清楚知道一件事情，女儿们。
So the good thing about that decision that night was that my daughters, they learned that they really have to follow the principles.
他们知道父母亲对于坚持原则是100%认真的，每天晚上讲好几点睡啊，就是几点睡觉。
So they knew that their parents were serious when they talk about the principles. They knowExactly when parents say when to go to bed, they go to bed.
所以每天他们下课一回到家就自动自发，非常有效率的把各样事情早早完成。
So every day after they come back from school, they did everything by themselves and they will finish all of their things early.
然后睡觉前他们还有很多的时间能够开开心心的玩，我也常常陪他们一起玩，玩得很开心。
So actually the rest of the time they can play very happily, and then I ended up also having a lot of time to be with them.
那在美国读小学非常轻松，进了初中、高中之后，课业的分量年年显著增加。
So we know that in the U.S., elementary school is pretty easy, but when you get into middle school and high school, the load of the homework is exponentially more and more.
那我印象很深刻。
So I remember very vividly.
当时常常有一些家长很稀奇地问我们。为什么我两个女儿都已经读到初中、高中了，还能每天早早按时睡觉
？And I remember a lot of parents they actually are curious. They came to ask me, and they said, "Why is it that the homework is so heavy in their load, and that your daughters are still able to go to bed on time every night?"
那还有一次，我们周五晚去参加一个家庭团契。
And also once, we were at a family fellowship one Friday night.
那聚会结束的时候，我的大女儿说：“爸爸，你来。”她把我叫到一群小孩子面前。
So after the fellowship meeting, my older daughter called me over and she said, "Daddy, can you come over?" And she asked me to be in front of a bunch of kids.
她叫我跟人家孩子说，她平常几点睡觉。
And she wanted me to tell the kids.What time she went to bed?
因为早先她跟他们讲，他们都不相信。
Because when she told them, the kids wouldn't believe her.
真的，很多家长非常感叹地说。
So I know that a lot of parents are actually feel helpless.
他们的孩子还在读小学的时候，就已经常常弄到11、12点还不睡觉，说功课还没做完。
And because a lot of the kids, even still in elementary school, they couldn't finish their homework even up until 11, 12 o'clock.
那真的到了初中、高中就更没办法了。
And when these kids enter middle school or high school, it's going to get worse.
弟兄姐妹和朋友们
，brothers and sisters and friends，
这些问题不是在孩子，多半情形是在父母。
So the problem do not come from the kids. The problem is from the parents.
关键在于父母看重什么。
The key is that where the parents put their emphasis on.
如果父母看重的是拿好成绩，而不看重培育好品格、养成好纪律，就很可能很容易为着成绩的缘故一再妥协，纵容宠坏孩子。
If the focus, the priority is on the academic performances rather than on the characters or principle, discipline in life, then the parents are likely to compromise other things for academic performances.
无论在教会外或在 教会内，很多父母都比孩子更在乎成绩。
For people, parents who are in Christ or people who do not know Christ just yet, it's common to see that parents actually worry or care about score, care about GPAs more than the kids do.
很多是天天坐在孩子的旁边盯他们做功课。
Well, parents actually they would literally sit right next to their kids and ask them, make them do their homework.
还有的父母比孩子更积极的去上网或到图书馆去替孩子查资料。
And some parents even do more homework than their kids do. So they go to the library, so they go online and find search for all these information and resources for their kids.
甚至帮孩子替孩子做功课。
And some even do the homework for their kids.
为的是拿好成绩可以进资优班或者跳级。
So that the kids will get good scores and they will even skip a grade or they go to more advanced classes.
其实想看看，如果父母不引导孩子养成自动自发的习惯，不训练他们能够独立的去管理好自己的生活，难道读大学的时候父母亲还要跟着他一块去陪着读吗？
So think about it. If you don't train your kids to manage their time on their own, to be efficient, effective, and live a principled life, do you think that you're still going to follow them when they go to college?
很有意思的是，真还有不少父母是已经打定主意要跟孩子一起去读大学的。
What's interesting was that there are really the parents who are really thinking about following their kids to college.
让我们记得马拉松的比方。
Let's remember the example of the parallel of the marathon race.
如果你同意人生是像一个马拉松
，If you agree that our lives is just like a race of a marathon，
就照着马拉松的观念来调整你对你孩子的培育计划。
So let's use the principles of marathon to adjust the ideas that you have or expectations you have when educating your kids.
在生活当中很多小事不要忽略它。
So do not ignore or overlook all those little things in life.
为了帮助孩子能够管理好自己，你要让他们学习做家事。
So in order to help your children to manage their lives better, you have to teach them and make them do housework.
晓得怎么样洗碗，怎么样洗衣服，怎么样吸尘，怎么洗浴室。
And they have to know how to do the dishes, how to do the laundry, how to do a vacuum, and how to clean the bathroom.
为了培养孩子的责任感，绝对不要用给钱的方式来奖励他们做家事。
And also, in order to cultivate their sense of responsibility, you do not pay your children to do house chores.
要让他们知道分担家中的责任是理所当然的。
So that they know that to do all these house chores is a part of their job, is their obligation.
将来他们去读大学，跟别人合租一个公寓，也是需要分担这些责任。
In the future, when they go to college, they share room with roommates or share another apartment. They know that to do all these chores is part of the deal.
为了让孩子培育独立解决问题的能力，不要他们一遇到问题，父母就急着伸手帮助替他们解决。
If you want to cultivate the ability of your child to solve problems independently, then do not solve the problems for them right away.
为了让孩子懂得管理财务，绝对不能随他们要多少你就给他们。
In order to help your children to know how to manage money, you do not just unlimitedly give the money to them as they ask.
零用钱要固定。
So allowances has to be fixed.
教导他们在有限的总金额里面做有智慧的预算。
Teach them how to wisely budget the limited amount of money that they have.
在买东西的时候知道如何取舍。
So then they know what to take, what to give up when they are budgeting.
那这些都是生活当中的一些实例。
So these are some real life examples.
刚好今天以及6月30号 崇拜之后有教养孩童的专题讲座。
And it also happened that today after worship and on the 30th of June there is going to be workshops on parenting.
好处是不是我讲，是另外还有今天的几个专家来讲。
And what's better is I'm not going to repeat what I'm talking about today. It's not going to be me. There's going to be other speakers that are going to be talking.
我相信只要你留下来参加，一定可以从几位讲员的口中吸取很多宝贵的经验。
I believe you stay and you join these workshops, you're going to learn some the very precious principles and experiences.
那大卫为儿子祷告祈求的第二件事情是遵守神的命令、法度和律例。
So the second thing that David prayed for his son was to trust and obey God's commands, His statutes and decrees.
我相信很多人一看到遵守这个字，反应是负面的。
So I think a lot of people when they hear about obey or obedience, they respond negatively.
啊，想到的是各样的规条，这个不能做，那个不能做。
So they will think about all these rules and principles, and they think about what they cannot do.
那有一种被捆绑约束的感觉，很不舒服。
And they feel limited and it's uncomfortable.
那这其实是我们父母在教养孩子的时候的一大挑战。
But this is a challenge when we parent, when we educate our children.
无论是日常的家规，或者是信仰上的原则。
It could be from the rules that you set for your family, or it could be principles from the Bible.
如果父母只是霸道的强迫孩子遵守，孩子对顺服的了解就是负面的。
So if a parent only force their children to follow their rules, then the response from the children will be very negative.
是心里根本不认同，却不得不照做的。
Because the children may will not agree with what the parent says, but they have to do it.
那这样子教导的做法的结果，就是孩子会阳奉阴违。
So the consequence of such kind of a practice will result in the children to follow on the appearance, but then on the inside they don't agree.
你盯着他的时候，他装得好乖啊，你走开，他就把那全部抛到一边。
So when you're there looking at them, they will follow and do it. But as soon as you turn your back, they will run away and then just forget about it.
箴言有一句话说：“教养孩童，使他走当行的路，就是到老他也不偏离。”
In the book of Proverbs, chapter 22, verse 6 says, "Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it."
要达到这个目标，我们不能用强压的方式。
So to reach such goal, we cannot just force them to do things.
一定要逐步导引孩子明白为什么有这些要求。
You have to gradually guide them and teach them and let them understand why they have to do it.
帮助他们能够看到这些法则的美善和价值。
So that they can see the goodness and the value of all these principles.
然后能够甘心乐意的去接受而且持守下去。
Such that they can happily and willingly follow, these principles.
所以谈到大卫为所罗门的第二个祷告的时候，我选择用的标题不是遵守。
So the title that I picked for the second point about David's prayer was not obey.
好，也而是信靠顺服。
But it's trust and obey.
帮助孩子顺服神最有效的方法是教导他们信靠神。
So if you want to help your children to obey God, you have to teach them and help them to trust God first.
带领他们不仅是知道道理，而是实时在信心上实际的操练。
So they only and they not only know the principles, but they also have exercised the faith in God daily.
有两方面信心的操练，我鼓励每一位基督徒父母都带领孩子们去操练。
So there's the two aspects of exercising your faith that can be done in every family.To the kids.
一个是金钱上的信靠顺服，一个是时间上的信靠顺服。
And one aspect is in terms of trust and obey God in money, and the other is in the time.
早先我提到父母可以给孩子固定的零用钱。
So I did just now I talked about allowance.
现在我要强调的是鼓励孩子从小就操练至少十一奉献。
And adding onto that was to tithe out of their fixed amount of allowance.
这方面如果操练好的话，孩子 可以亲身体验主耶稣所说的话，施比受更为有福。
Because if they can exercise their faith in this aspect, they can actually experience what Jesus has promised and has said. It is better to give than to receive.
他们会成为在金钱上慷慨的人。
They're going to be a generous person.
也会在财务上经历圣经所应许的祝福。
They will also experience monetary blessings from God.
以前我读过一本书，我的父母做对了什么？
I read a very good book, and the title is "What My Parents Did Right."
那父母书中访问了一些名人，让他们谈谈父母亲对他们最正面的影响是什么。
So there were interviews to famous people, and then they talk about why things their parents have done to them.
那我印象很深刻的是，其中有一个人说，他们小时候家里非常生活很困难，常常吃完一餐不知道下一餐在哪里。
One very impressive interview was about a person who talked about when they were little, they were very poor, and then at one meal they don't know where the next meal is going to come.
但是家中有一个篮子。
However, there's a basket.
每次他们有东西吃，母亲总会放一些在那个篮子里。
So every time they have something to eat for a meal, the mother will always put some food in that basket.
他问他的母亲说，诶，那是给谁的？
So the person will ask his mom, who is this food for?
那母亲说，那是给一些比我们更有需要的人的。
And the mother says,this is for people who need the food more than we do.
那这位母亲所做的，显然在她孩子心中留下永不磨灭的影响。
And we know that what this mother did when he was little has a great impression on this child.
那这个真实的故事也很激励我和我的太太。
And the real life story and that greatly encouraged my wife and myself.
所以虽然我两个女儿小的时候，我们因为已经辞掉工作，在神学院读书，经济非常的紧。
So although when both of my daughters were very little, I have already quit my job and I was in a seminary.
那我太太依然固定准备一些食物罐头，捐赠给有需要的人。
So we didn't make a lot of money at that point. However, my wife still always prepare some canned food and some things so that we can give to people who need it more than we do.
那这些虽然只是生活当中的一点点小事，但我的孩子至今不忘。
And this might be a little thing that we did in our life, but my kids they still remember those things.
现在我们两个孩子都比我们对别人更加的慷慨。
And now both of my daughters are even more generous than we are to their friends.
我们一方面惊讶，有时候也有点担心，但是我们觉得这是一件美事。
We might be amazed and sometimes we may be worried, but we think this is a good thing to do.
另外，在实践上操练信心也是十分重要的。
And on the other hand, if you exercise your faith in managing your time is also very important.
刚刚提过，孩子上了初中、高中之后，课业的分量会年年大幅增加。
I just mentioned that once a child enters middle school or high school, the workload from school is increasing by a lot.
如果孩子还参加一些课外活动的话，时间上的分配会越来越紧张。
Especially if they also have extracurricular activities, then to manage their time becomes a very big challenge.
那父母的责任是引导孩子甘心乐意的把该给神的时间分别为圣出来归给神。
So as parents, we need to train our children to learn that to offer up the time that belongs to God all the time.
尤其是主日的崇拜。
Especially about Sunday worship.
绝对不要为了学业或者是课外活动。把它牺牲掉。
So do not sacrifice the time for worship for either your homework or other activities.
你要知道，每一次你让孩子把主日崇拜给牺牲掉，你都在传递给孩子某一个观念和价值。
We have to know that every time we allow our child to sacrifice his time for worship for other things, we are transmitting one message.
上个星期有六位外地来的单身年轻人出现在我们教会。
Last Sunday there are six brothers and sisters who came from out of town.
他们在纽约市参加同一间教会。
They all came from the same church in New York City.
上个周末一起来我们这一带的 Finger Lakes 度假。
They all took a vacation together. They came to this Finger Lake region for vacation.
他们也知道我们这一带好玩的地方很多，两三天时间是不够的。
So they knew that there's a lot of good places to go for vacation in this area. So then it's not going to be enough time for them to visit all these places within two or three days.
但他们主日早上却一起来教会崇拜。
However, they separate their time and they use that time Sunday morning to come to worship.
你一看他们就知道他们来崇拜。不是来敬义务的。
So when you see them, you know that they do not just come to worship for fulfilling their obligation.
而是带着很期盼的心情来和我们教会的弟兄姐妹一同敬拜神。
Indeed, they came to share, to worship together with brothers and sisters from this church.
这就是我希望我们教会每一位弟兄姐妹都会拥抱在心中的价值。
So this is kind of value that I really hope that all of us can withhold.
也是每一位基督徒父母都会传递给儿女的价值。
And this is the same kind of value that I really hope that Christian parents can convey to their children.
当然，要让孩子学会信靠顺服神，最好的方法是引导他们自己与神建立亲密的关系。
So especially if you want to bring your children to teach them how to trust and obey God, you have to bring them to be close to God.
所以让我们帮助孩子从小就养成祷告和读经的习惯。
So then let's help our children to establish the habit of daily devotion with God.
这能够让他们这一生像跑马拉松一样一生受益。
So then their life is just like the race of a marathon that they could benefit from the habit that they form as when they're little.
大卫为儿子祷告祈求的第三件事情是他希望所罗门能够建造敬拜神的圣殿。
So the third thing that David prayed for Solomon is that for Solomon to serve and worship God.
那在这边的重点是侍奉敬拜神。
So the key word is to serve and to worship God.
侍奉神当然是要付代价的。
So there's certainly price to pay when you serve God.
所以很多父母把侍奉看作是一件负面的事情。
So a lot of parents actually think of it negatively.
那出于爱儿女的心，就不希望孩子多参与侍奉。
So for the love of their children, they indeed do not want their children to serve.
但在另外一些基督徒的家庭当中，我们看到一个很不一样的态度。
In many other Christian families, we can see a very different attitude.
他们认为侍奉神是很光荣，是很蒙福的。
They think that to serve God is an honor, is a blessing.
他们乐意把自己的儿女献上，求神使用。
So they're willing to give forward their children so that God can use them.
那我很感谢神，去年八月把 Aaron 和 Michelle Larson夫妇带到康奈尔读书，来到我们教会。
I praise the Lord to bring Anne and Michelle Larson to our church to be with us.
16年前，我来到 Ithaca 之后，因为我们教会属于布道会，我就跟 Aaron 的父亲同属布道会的 Roy Larson 认识。
16 years ago, when I moved to Ithaca, because of our church belonging to the Free Evangelical.
Evangelical Free
denomination, and I came to know Anne's father, Roy Larson.
那有一年 ，Roy Larson 带着他的大女儿 Joanna 来探望我们教会，在我们家住了一两天。
One year, indeed, Roy the father brought his daughter Joanna to visit our church, and then they stayed with us in my house.
我开始对他们家有一点认识，开始羡慕这个家庭。
So I started to know more about this family, and start to really envy how this family lives.
这些年来，每一次收到他们一家的代祷信，看到 Roy 的几个儿女在主里成长，爱主侍奉主，我真的十分羡慕。
So every year we receive a prayer letter from them, and I can see that how Roy led his children grow and trust and obey God and to serve God. I really feel envious.
那十多年前，其实 Aaron 生过重病，我们还为他的健康康复祷告。
I know that 10 years ago, Aaron, the son, indeed was greatly ill, and we actually also prayed for him. for his recovery.
后来听说他结婚之后还 和妻子同一个心智到刚果去当宣教士，我们已经非常的赞叹感恩了。
So later we learned that he got married and he and his wife Michelle they actually went to Congo to work as missionaries. We really have a lot of respect for them.
那去年 Aaron 跟 Michelle 竟然来到康奈尔读书。
So last year, Aaron and Michelle came to us, and then they went to Cornell for a master's degree.
我当面见了他们，更深深的感受到他们真是一对十分爱主、非常单纯、可爱的夫妇。
So I had a chance to get to know them in person, and I also realized that they are really very naive, and they're very pure in heart, and they really love God very much.
然后我也见到了米歇尔的爸妈。
And I also get to know Michelle's parents.
他们也是在台湾和菲律宾服侍主多年的宣教士。
And they're both missionaries who serve in Taiwan and the Philippines.
然后前不久 ，Aaron 的弟弟来过伊萨卡。
And also recently, Aaron's brother also visited Ithaca.
上个主日，米歇尔的弟弟和弟媳妇也来到我们教会。
And last Sunday, Michelle's brother and my sister-in-law also visited us.
看到这两家的父母培育出这么多爱主、侍奉主的儿女，我真的是十分敬佩，也十分羡慕。
So to see that both families can produce all these God-loving and children who serve God wholeheartedly, I really have a lot of respect for them.
当然，我们要记得什么是侍奉。
We have to remember to know the true meaning of serving.
鼓励孩子侍奉，不是让孩子有表现的机会。
So when we encourage our children to serve, we are not encouraging them to show off.
不是他学了什么乐器，你让他在教会有机会表演。
So then we are not trying to make them to serve as a pianist so that they can show off their skills.
也不是在考虑升大学的时候，他有这个侍奉经验，对申请大学有利。
Well, such experience will add an item onto their resume so that it will help them to get a better college.
侍奉敬拜神。是以神为中心。
To serve and to worship God, the center is God.
是为了神，不是为我们自己。
We do it for God, not for ourselves.
是一个我们对神的敬拜，是一个谦卑的学习。
It is a worship to God, and it's a learning to be, a learning experience to be humble.
然后在这当中，我们能够学习如何与神同工，也如何与人同工。
So then we learn how to co-work with God and co-work with other people.
那这些都是对人生非常有宝贵价值的学习经验。
And these are learning experiences that are truly valuable to their lives.
最后我想补充一点。
Lastly, I have one more point.
从历史上来看，所罗门接续大卫做王的时候是有好的表现。
So then from we look at it from a historical point of view, we can see that Solomon, when he became king, he did have some good performances.
但在他接下来一生当中，他也犯了不少的错。
However, throughout his life, he actually had made a lot of mistakes.
并没有完全符合他父亲大卫为他献上的祷告。
So he did not fulfill the prayers that his father, King David, has made.
那这样看来，大卫的祷告有意义、有价值吗
？So based on because of this, do we think that it's still valuable for David to make such a prayer?
让我还是与所有做父母的人彼此共勉。
However, I still would like to encourage one another.
我相信我们仍然应该效法大卫，为儿女祷告的榜样。
I still believe that we need to follow the examples from David to pray for your kids.
这不仅是我们当尽的义务，而且这些祷告依然是蒙神纪念的。
This is not just something that we have to do. This is something that is valuable.
起码在所罗门的身上，我们看得到他年老的时候的觉悟和回转。
Because we can see that when Solomon was in his old age, he actually realizes and then he confessed and then he changed.
在教会历史当中，奥古斯丁之所以能够成为极为出色的神学家，一大关键也是因为他的母亲为他的悔改锲而不舍的一直祷告。
And we can see that Augustine can become a very outstanding theologian. We know that one major key point was constant prayers from his mother.
所以无论我们今天是否能够马上在孩子身上看到神应允了我们的祷告。
So today we may not see the result of our prayers in our children right away.
让我们永不止息地 为儿女们祷告。
Let's continually and persistently pray for our children.
而且是按着神的心意来为他们祷告。
We pray according to God's will.
我们简单的做一个祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，求你引导我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to guide us.
让我们能够做合神心意的好父母。
So that we can become parents of your heart.
主，你知道我们是何等的不完全。
We know how imperfect we are.
我们自己会犯很多的错误。
We make lots of mistakes.
但是求主你来怜悯施恩。
We ask you to have mercy on us and to help us.
用你的无限来补我们的不足。
To help us to fulfill us with your abundance.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 是不是这个？